Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Tzadi Ches, and we are on Tzadi Zayin Mabez. We'll start at the Mishnah, and again this week's Shiurim are in memory of Mira Baz Zuchar, mother of Mindy Orlinsky, sponsored by the Orlinsky family. The neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we are Mishnah. Hamocher Yayin Lechaveiro Vehichmetz. If somebody sells wine to their friend, and it turns into vinegar, Eino Chaya Bachra Yusuf. So somebody sells the wine, then the mocher is not Chaya Bachra Yusuf. It was checked beforehand, and something happened afterwards, as we'll talk about the details. That is the halacha, that the mocher has no responsibility. V'im yadua sheyeino machmitz, but if it's known that his wine is always turning to chometz, turning to vinegar, he's known like that, so hari's a megatos, so then it is a megatos, and the lokeach could get his money back. V'im amar lo yayin mivusam ani mocher lecha, and if he says that I am selling you yayin mivusam, what is mivusam? Some type of special wine, rashbam, sheyiskayim kiderech hamiskayimim, that it lasts, yiskayim. I'm telling you, wine that lasts, mivusam. The Rishash says that maybe it shouldn't be mivusam as we have it, but Tzarech Lomar says the Rishash, mivusam with a samach. Why? Like chayavinish levisume, right? The way that the Gemara has it in Megillah Dav Zayin. Visham od ivsum, ivsum, that's the lashon. He has to give him wine that... He has to give him wine that will last to all the way until Shavuos. Sorry about what happened there. V'yashan mishel ashtakid, u'miyushan mishel gimel shanim. Yashin, if he says old wine, has to be from the previous year. That's old. U'miyushan, which is a super amount of an extra amount of being old, Mishal Gimel Shanim, it has to be from 2 years previously, which is 3 years ago. Right? Rashi says, Rashbam says, Mishana Dekodim Mishtakid, Tzavilu Gimel Shanim, Im Shana Shana Omindo. Right? It's 2 years back, the year before last year, along with the year that they are in right now. If you remember, we had 2 days ago on Daf Tzadi Vav that there was a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, what the responsibilities of a seller of wine are. So the Rashbam here and there relates our Mishnah to what it said there. Rav said earlier that if the wine goes bad within the first 3 days, kol gimel yom harishonim bereshus mocher, then the mocher is responsible. Only after the first 3 days is the mocher not responsible. So how do you learn this Mishnah? This Mishnah says the mocher has no responsibility. So says the Rashbam here and there that if it goes bad within the first 3 days, that's not called hamocher yayin lechaveir vehechmetz. That would be called hamocher yayin v'nimsa chometz. Right, if it turns right away, then it's not included in, in the Mishnah, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem with Rav arguing on the Mishnah. The Rav could agree with the Mishnah, right? And that's what it says when it says vehechmetz. That's what the Rashbam says on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. Aval Toch Gimel Lo Karina and Hamocher Yana Chaver vehechmetz Ela Mocher Yana Chaver Benimsa Chometz. Right, and therefore Rav could agree with our Mishnah. Others argue. Look at the Rabbeinu Gershom here. The Rabbeinu Gershom suggests that maybe Rav argues on the Mishnah. Okay, either way, we'll go with the Rashbam's pshat. So again, we continue here with responsibilities of someone who sells the wine. Obviously, the Ritva says if a ones happens, total ones external from either of their responsibilities, so then also Ein Breira, and he would be Pater, even in the case, let's say, of, you know, Yain Mavusam Ani Mocha Lecha. It has to last a long time, but if there's an Ones, so then it's not his fault. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Lo Shanu Ela Bekan Kanim DeLokeach. When do we say that the Mocher is Pater? Only if the barrels were switched. If it was poured into the barrels of the buyer, so the buyer has no recourse because it's his own barrels and it went bad and maybe it was his own fault, so he can't have any other claim to the seller. Aval pekan kanim de mocher, but if it's the mocher, the seller gave the actual barrels of wine, those actual barrels to the buyer, omer le hacham rechva kan kanach. The buyer could say to the mocher, here are your barrels with what's in it. Take it back. Obviously, your barrels had something to do with it, for it's going bad, and therefore, it's not my responsibility. You are still responsible. Look at the Rashbam. Ava bakan kanim de mocher. Second Rashbam on the Gemara. Matzi amar le lokeach afilu lizman meruba. Even a long time later, the buyer could say, hacham rechva kan kanach. Devadai yeincha v'kelecha garmu. Obviously, if the wine is still in your barrels and it's not supposed to go bad, so it's obviously your fault, right? The Sfira lay, Dimimos Habatsir Have Yain Makukul Kfar. There must have been something wrong with it even from the beginning, from when I bought it. Elish a nikar hadavar achas chimus. It's just not recognizable until later on. But if it was in your barrels, you can't blame my barrels, you can't blame even my bad luck, because it was in your barrels, and therefore it is not my responsibility. Two lines later is where the Rashbam says it again, what we just said. Well, the Rav Damar La'el, Koshloshiyam, which is mocher, ikaluk me masisabakanadilokeach. We'll get to that. That's another way to get out of the problem of how Rav reads the Mishnah. Either way, let's go back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef Archanina says the seller is only patur if the kalim were switched, but if it's still in his own kalim, the seller's kalim, so then it is the mocher's fault. Says the Gemara, "V'chikankanim de mocher mayhavi." What do you mean? Even if it's in the seller's barrels, why is it his fault? Lemale, why can't the seller say lo yboy lachal l'shehuye? You shouldn't have delayed it so long. Why was there delayed? Lo tzricha to amarle lemikpa. The case where he would be responsible is, as we had 2 days ago, where he says lemikpa. I'm buying it for cooking purposes, and therefore I'm only going to use a little bit at a time, so that's obvious that I want it to last. You should have known that. And that's why the mocher is going to be responsible if it's in his barrels, and it was said, le mikpa. Right? That's the that is the case, ultimately, that Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina says, Mishnah is talking about. Says the Gemara, Umay doke de Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina. Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina just had two elements in the Mishnah, each one countering and balancing the other one. Why don't ask the Gemara? Why don't you just leave out both of those factors? My duch ked Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Why did Rabbi Yosef Rechanina force himself la'ukme l'mas nisan to interpret the Mishnah in the case that the mocher is going to be putter? Meaning in the Reisha, where he says, Inachai Bechriyusa, what's the case? Bekankanim de lokeach. Right, it's talking about the case where it's in the buyer's kankanim barrels, right? That's the first line of the Gemara. Lo shanu. The Mishnah is only about kankanim de lokeach. It's in the buyer's barrels. Uda amrle lemikpa. It's the buyer's barrels, but, and it was said, he said it is for cooking purposes, so it has to last a long time. So because lemikpa was said, he was forced to say it's in the kankanim de lokeach. Because lemikpa is a reason that the seller should be responsible, because it was understood that it should last for a long time. So to balance that, to explain then why is the mocher not responsible? Because it's in the kankanim de lokeach. Right, those two work together. Again, because he understands the Mishnah as lemikpa, that's why he has to say that we're talking about kankanim of the lokeach. So ask the Gemara, why don't you leave out factor one, which would then not force you to say factor two? Lokma bekankanim de mocher udlo amarle lemikpa. Why don't you just take out both of those factors? It was not explicit that it was supposed to be for cooking purposes, and therefore then you wouldn't be limited. And it could even be in the kankanim of the mocher, and he could still be putter, because he could say that, why'd you leave it so long? So Amar Rava, Masisan Kishite. Rava says, you know why he learned it like that, Lamikpa? Because the Mishnah was difficult to him. Diktani. Because the next line of the Mishnah said, Im Yadua Sheyeno Machbet Hareza Mekartos. If it's known that his wine sours, if it's known that this always happens, so then it would be a Mekartos. So Amai, why would the Mocher be Chayiv in that case? Even if a lot of my wine turns, but you still shouldn't have had it for so long. El alav shmamino, it must be, what's that case talking about? I'm under the mikvah. Shmamino, that he kept it for a long time, because that was the understanding that it was supposed to be, he was supposed to have it for a long time. So in that case, we're supposed to have it for a long time, and it's known that his wine spoils, that's where he's responsible. So we assume the ratio also is about a parallel case, where it's supposed to be for a long time, lemikpa, right, for cooking purposes. And once that's true, so why is the mocher putter? That's why Rabbi Yisrael Chanina is forced to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of it was switched to the barrels of the lokeach. And that is why the mocher is going to be patur, even though it's a case that it was supposed to last for a long time, le mikpa. That is all part number one of the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Chanina's interpretation of the Mishnah. And the Gemara now says, upliga, and this is all would be against Rav Chiya bar Yosef. This would be against Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Again, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, who says, if it's in the kalim of the mocher is going to be chayiv. If it was lemikpa, right? He's only going to be putter if it was the kalim of the lokeach. That's against Rav Chiya bar Yosef, because Rav Chiya bar Yosef says sometimes people could have bad luck if it's their property, no matter where their items are. What does the Rechi Bar Yosef say? You plead the Rechi Bar Yosef, Damar Rechi Bar Yosef, Chamra Mazle Demari Garim. Wine, the mazel of the owner sometimes could cause problems. Mazle Demari Garim. So in this case, what's the machlokas? If the wine is still on the kalim of the mocher, can we assume that it's still the lokeach's bad luck that the wine turned? So that's what Rechi Bar Yosef says, yes. It could still be the problem of the buyer, even if it's in the seller's kalim. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says in Chabakuk, the afki ayayin bogeid gever yahir v'gomer, because wine could, so to speak, be a treasoner, right? A bogeid gever yahir, a gever who is yahir, who is arrogant v'gomer. So that's why you see that wine could turn, right? That's what the Rashbam says on the fifth wide line. Ba'adam lama mishum de gever bogeid ba'adam lama mishum de gever yahir v'gomer ga'avaso shel adam, the arrogance of a person, says the Rashbam. Shemegas daito b'dover she'ein bogorim shahayayin bogeid bo desvurin shu yayin v'nimsa chometz mida keneged mida, right? And therefore, says the Rashbam, that pasuk could be talking about the owner of an item. So therefore, the person might have the mazel. We find kedushin. We find other different places in Shas the idea of mazle garam, mazlech garam. Right? The language that the Gemara uses in a number of places is nechstachva sadehu. Right, your field got flooded. It's not my fault. Right, like the case of Yirmiyahu at the beginning of Ksubis. Also, is the kedushin has it. I'll just say it from Ksubis. The Gemara discusses the case where a husband and wife are supposed to get married at a certain time, and based on a Mishnah later on in Ksubis, but it's quoted at the beginning of Ksubis, and what happens, there's an ones. The man gets sick, the woman gets sick, and the question is, what about the Chiyuv Mizonos that kicks in, Midrabanan, that the husband has to support the wife? And the husband wants to, get married, and the woman wants to get married, and somehow maybe the husband gets sick. So the Gemara discusses whether she could say to him, well, tough luck, I got sick, but you still have to support me. Because nechstachva sadehu, right? That is the lashon of the Gemara in Ksubis on that base, top line, base ma base. Whether sometimes you could say your field was flooded. Can you say it's your bad mazel? Right? Tosfos there discusses why can't you say the opposite? Ve'niyoch lidon da'adar av mazlogaram. Why can't you say that he could say to her, well, it's your bad luck, right? And therefore, I'm not giving you mizonos. Tosfos says, no, you can't say it in that direction. Tekivan delo mifkada apirya verivya lo mi ansha. You can't say it's her bad luck if it's a case where she doesn't have any obligation, right? There's no mitzvah purvu on the woman in terms of the marriage, right? And therefore, it doesn't work in that direction. It would only work in the husband-to-wife direction and not in the wife-to-the-husband direction. That is Tosfos' possibility. Tosfos has another answer, not for now. We know is a big discussion about women's obligation in purvu. We paskin that a woman is not obligated in purvu. Machlokas tanoim. Why is that? Ultimately, there's a kasev. We've quoted often the Meshechachma that has the idea in Parshas Noach, I think it is, of Derechecha Darchei Noam, that it is impossible for the anti-definitional, for a mitzvah to inherently be painful. It's impossible. Bris Milah is a different type of mitzvah. That's making somebody fully Jewish, and we don't even know, really how much pain the child feels. But either way, Lamaisa, that's different. But all other mitzvahs, there can't be a mitzvah that's inherently painful. Sometimes to do a mitzvah that we have to, push ourselves, but it's not that it's inherently painful. So, childbirth and puravu, that's inherently painful. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot be mitzave the woman because mitzvahs are derechecha darchei noam. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. The Gemara is trying to figure out what a hadas is, and what this is and that is. So it can't be something with thorns, because it's impossible that Torah wants to pick up something with thorns that's going to make us all bloody every time we pick it up. The Meshech Chachma says that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into a woman a motherly nature to want to have children even more than a father, a need, right, to counter the fact that there's no tzivoy. But that's Derechecha Darchei Noam context. I just saw this past week another context. Every time we go through Mefarshim Ala Torah and Chazal and Shas, you could add on to the Derechecha Darchei Noam list. I just saw yesterday the Rabbeinu Bachai says, why is it that the Torah lists off Sara'as of the body and of the begadim and of the house, right? And he goes through. And why does it go through the opposite? First it affects the house, we know, Chazal say, and then it affects the clothing, then Derechecha Darchei Noam. He says it in that context also. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that he wants to take it easy, and he wants to take it to the order of the Torah alludes to that fact as well. Among the other many, Rabbeinu B'chai also said on last week's parsha, the why isn't the snake, the nachash, one of the Shmona Shratzim? We know there are all Shratzim are not kosher to eat, but only eight of them make me tameh. So the snake is the symbol of evil, the symbol of the Eitz Hadas. Why is it the snake, one of the Shmona Shratzim, that makes you tameh? Says Rabbeinu B'chai, we don't want you to have any second thoughts about killing a snake if you happen to see it. It's dangerous. Oh, it might make me tameh. Yep. Gemara says in one place that people are more worried about Tumah V'Tahara than they are about Pikuach Nefesh. Right? So it's Tumah V'Tahara, so we don't want you to have to think. No, don't worry about becoming tameh. Just kill it. Right? And that's why Durachar Dachei Noam. Among others, the Sefer HaChinuch writes on the Gemara uses this only one or two places, but the Rishonim use this in many places. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that why a Kohen who cannot be mitami himself for any other fellow Jew can and maybe is obligated to be mitami himself for his seven relatives. Why? He's a Kohen. The answer is Rechar Dachei Noam. A Kohen not going to his family's Levias. Right, come on, you have to realize he wants to be at his father's Levaya, his mother's Levaya. And therefore, it's Rechad Achinoam, the Torah allows it. Kohen Gadol is different. Okay, he's an exception, unusual. But the Tosfos, there in the beginning of Ksubis, discusses this in the context of Nechsach Vasadeu, which is this sugya right here, that Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef says, Mazle Demare Garim. The mazel of a person who owns the wine might cause it, and therefore this machlokes amoraim about the Mishnah, is the Mishnah limited to a case of kankanim de lokeach? Will the lokeach always be able to say, well, it's in your kalim, it's obviously not my fault? Right, that is what the Rabbi Yosef Rechanina says, and no, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef says that even if it's in your kalim, if it's my wine, still I might have the bad luck. Good. So it's I don't know, vulnerability. It sounds like it's something, it's meta, you know, it's not something logical. We're not talking about something that could be explained. Based on Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to give the person a message. Amar Rav Mari. Rav Mari continues, once we're talking about, in the Pasuk just had Yahir in it, becoming arrogant, so we speak about, we have one or two chazals about that context. Amar Rav Mari. Haimandi Yahir, afilu ha'inshi beise lo mikpil. Somebody who is yohir, somebody who is arrogant, afilo inche beise, lo mikbo, even on his own family members, inche beise, that means a wife, lo mikbil, right, he would not be acceptable, he can't live. If somebody's arrogant, then the spouse would not be able to get along. Rashi and the Ramban in Brachos also discussed this. More of the Ramban discussed this idea, what the ideal is supposed to be. But the Gemara here is talking about the negative. Even they're not going to get along. Shenemar gever yahir velo yinve. A man has arrogance velo yinve, and what's the word nave? My velo yinve binave shalo. What is yinve from the word nave? Nave is his abode, right? A husband and wife live at home together. They have a residence together. They have an abode together. So yinve geva yar. If somebody has arrogance, they can't get along, right? Because if somebody takes up too much room in the marriage, not enough for the spouse to exist. So that's a problem, right? And that is what the Ramban discusses. You know, deepening what Rashi says on the pasuk of a hayu l'basar echad. When a person leaves, he's supposed to leave his parents at a certain time. Alken yazov ish as aveves imo. Never, not permanently. There's still a mitzvah of kibud avim. But just in terms of the where he is, what his focus is in life. Adalik b'ishtov a hayu l'basar echad. You can't be basar echad if one of them takes more of the space than the other one. That's what the Gemara is emphasizing here. Somebody is yahir, so then you're not going to reach that goal. And the Ramban, if you remember, says in Perek Beis Brachos, Rashi, commenting on the Rashi, V'hayil Basar Echad meaning the Vlad HaNotzar Yidei Shneihem, the child, the offspring. Rashi says that's the Basar Echad. And the Ramban says, no, I don't think that's the Pshat of the Pasuk, because that applies even to animals. Basar Echad. Animals also have offspring. And this is talking about something unique to human beings. We're talking about right after Adam couldn't find an Ezer Kenegdo in all the animal kingdom, so he takes Chava, he takes Isha, she's not Chava yet, takes Isha, and creates Basar Echad with her. And that's the Ramban's beautiful thought. V'anochon be'enai ki abehema v'achaya ein lohem dveikus b'nekevo sehem. Animals don't have relationships with their females. Avol yavo hazachar al ezen akeva sheyim savyechu lohem. A male and a female will find, they'll mate, and they'll leave. And even, he doesn't mention this, but even the monogamous animals don't have relationships in that way on so many different levels. Want to be together, spend time together. Their loyalty becomes the spouse. First, Veronis the Shoseim Kilu Hein Imam La Basar Echad. They view each other as if they are Basar Echad. V'chein ki achena b'sarenuhu al she'er b'saro v'chulu. And that is what the Gemara is talking about here. That if somebody takes up too much space in the relationship, somebody is Yahir, then it's not going to work. It's not going to reach Basar Echad. Even a Inshe Beisei is not going to be Mekubal. Again, Gaiva relates to all of the people in the world. If I take up too much space, people aren't going to, are not going to get along with people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to get along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Right? The Gemara at the beginning of Sota discusses, the more that we raise ourselves, there's less space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that Basar Echad is the goal, and Ein She Beisei especially, you know, have to start in the house. Good. There's even there's a chazal that I saw in the Yam Simcha. Yam Simcha is a Rabbi Fried on Chumash. So the pasuk says on the beginning of Lech Lecha, "V'nivrechu v'chalkom mishpachos ha'adama." Avram Avinu is told that all the nations of the world are going to be blessed in you. So what does that mean? All the nations are going to be told to Heka Avraham, that you'll be like Avraham. Question is, so why is it that if Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu that we're going to bless, all the nations are going to be blessed by Avraham, so why do we switch to Ephraim and Menashe? Right, we all bless our children, Yisimcha Elokim, Ephraim and Menashe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'nivrechu v'chakom mishpachal so adama. It's going to be you, Avraham. That's going to be the paradigm. They're going to be just like you. Amai ba Yaakov Avinu, v'asa baruch ha-chadasha, Yisimcha Elokim, Ephraim and Menashe. So he quotes, based on, so pshatim that he's heard. Dipa'amim ha'adam ein nimsa b'matzav she'loch yochol lios nishpa midvarim gedolim. V'tzrichim l'dabri mo dvarim ketanim. Asher nogam lo b'chol yom shel chayev. Sometimes, if we say something so up in the air and so lofty, you know, even though it's something unreal, unbelievable, it's not going to make as much of an impression as if we say something l'maisa, practical, right in front of a person. He says, what's the raya? That he quotes this from the Rosh Hashiva from Manchester. Vivi raya lazeh. The Gemara tells us about Basar Tzadicheh. If somebody is an arrogant, that he can't get along with his wife. Vihiksha. So yes, the Gemara says in Sota, kol adam sheishbo gasas haruach, ki lo'obed avodah zarah. V'yim kain, why don't you just say that? He's obed avodah zarah. Why do you have to say he's not going to get along with his wife? Just say he's like obed avodah zarah. So he answers, because sometimes if you say something so up there, oh, okay, how does that affect me? Okay, you're not going to get along with your wife. Okay, right? That's you know, you feel, hear something that's like very tangible. So that sometimes makes a bigger impression. Right, that could be more inspiring in the moment. And he says maybe that's what happened. Yaakov Avinu realized that to say to, like, Avram Avinu, the grandfather that was, he started our religion. I have anything, I'm shaykh to him, I have any connection. Right, that's so right, not in the world of reality. Of a bracha kazos efshar yemol l'doros shel Avraham, l'anashem shikiru oso v'efshaychuslo. Of a l'doros haboyim uveprod l'dar shayim mishubadim b'mitzrayim dar shafel heim shrichem bracha lios kitzadikim b'doram shikiru osam v'efshalem lishof lazeh. And that is why they used Ephraim and Menashe. What about us? We don't know either of them. Maybe we're still more connected, we could understand Ephraim and Menashe more among the many answers that are suggested why we dafka use Ephraim and Menashe out of all of the people, personalities that we can choose. It's just the contrast of, you know, we say for a girl, Kesar Rivka Rachav Aleya, and we dafka don't use the Avos, so that's why the question is even stronger. Okay, so that is the first statement of Rav Mari. Once we're on the topic of Gaiva, we have another statement. Amar Yud Amar Rav. Kol hamizga'eh b'talus shel tamar chacham ve'eino tamar chacham. If somebody is misga'eh and is arrogant literally with the garment, with the robe of a tamar chacham, and he's not really a tamar chacham, he wears it. Ein machnisim noso b'machitzaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem is not interested in being close to him. We don't bring him in to the closest of Hashem. Ksiv, how do you know that? Ksiv hacha v'lo yinveh, as it says here in the arrogant pasuk, ksiv hasam el neveh kachecha, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, referring to closest to Hashem, neveh, their abode, that is what is being referred to here. What does this mean? The mechitza, the talis of a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbeinu Gershom here says, betalis al Talmud Chacham, lo betalis mamish kamar. Doesn't mean literally talis. Mishum sha kol chayav in betzitzis. We're talking about everybody's chayav in tzitzis. That's what he's mean in the talis of a Talmud Chacham. Ella shekorech besudar al rosho ke'ein shayu regilin lasos tamidei chachamim. Sudar aser lifrosh ki'im l'Talmud Chacham. V'kara shmo sudar al shmo shel Talmud Chacham. Kidechsiv sod Hashem li re'av. So some type of sudar, some type of garment that only the great Talmidei Chachamim used to wear. And if somebody wears that, not dafka talis, everybody has to wear a talis, everybody has to wear a beged of tzitzis, but some type of beged that was worn, that is the problem. So, meaning, if somebody, I'm a great person, I could wear this. What is the deeper issue? If you look at the Ben Yoyada here, Ben Yoyada says that he's going to act like wear the beged of a Talmid Chacham. He's not really a Talmid Chacham. He's not going to act like a Talmid Chacham, and therefore it's going to be a Chil Hashem. That's going to be the problem here, right? It's going to be people are going to think what he's supposed to be, right? He's going to wear the itzdalah, and that's going to be the problem. V'nirali kavanas ha-mamra kipshuto, shalovish talas shaldam al-chacham, da'ovid takala bazeki ya'olam choshvin shutam al-chacham, v'kiva deino noig min hagim shaldam al-chacham, gorem chil Hashem, to chamor mikol ha'averos. Right? He's going to cause chil Hashem, and that's going to be the problem. When we wear the badge of a Talmud Chacham, and we don't act, right? This reminds us, if you're a member of the Me'iri. The Me'iri in the Hakdamat HaShas, where the Me'iri discusses the Aseres HaDibros, but he, as Midrashim do, though it's not in the Torah, note that really there's 5 and 5. It's not just 10, it's 5 and 5. And the Me'iri parallels the 2 on each line. 1 and 6, 2 and 7, etc. So the Me'iri says, three out of five, or four of the pairs are somewhat easier to understand, right? A belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and murder, right? If you believe in Shalom Elokim, then you're not going to murder. Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. Throughout Tanakh, Avodah Zarah is described as going away from Hashem and Znus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two. And Eidus and Shabbos. Giving false testimony. Shabbos is Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, greater the world. And even Kibud Avaim and Lo Sachmod, in the last ones, 6 and 10, 5 and 10, those two could parallel. Though Sachmon means, I think I'm in the center of the world and I want everything me. And Kibud Avaim, I recognize that I'm not the center of the world, and other people help me out too, and I need other people. 3 and 7, though, the Me'iri says, how do you put those two together? 3 and 7, Lo Sisa and Lo Signov. How does that work? So says the Me'iri, you might say, if you steal, you'll end up swearing that you didn't steal falsely, so maybe those two, one can lead to another. But then the Me'iri says, what I really think is that it means Lo Sisa doesn't literally only mean swearing falsely in God's name, but the Me'iri says, if we wear the badge of being an Oved Hashem and then don't act like an Oved Hashem, so that's something that's terrible. That's something that could, you know, as the Ben Yoyada here says, Lita Chil Hashem. We wear the badge, we dress like an Orthodox Jew. We dress like an Eved Hashem, and then we go, his Lashon is, wearing talis and tefillin, and then go Nevu Maram Es Abrios. Then go, we go and steal, and we cheat. And it's known that's, so says the Me'iri, that's the two of Lo Sisa and Lo Signov. That's exactly what's being, Rav Yehuda Marav says here. If somebody is Mizgah B'taliso Shal Talmud Chacham, they know Talmud Chacham. It doesn't act like a Talmud Chacham, and at least a Chil Hashem. So that's going to, remove somebody, from the Mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we always have to, act as we look, and we have to look like B'nai Torah, and we have to act like B'nai Torah. From the inside and from the outside, Tocho Kabara. Okay. Vaita, we continue. Says the, also relates to the idea, let's say, of, so one of the Achronim says, you know, you can't wear something that's not yours. How about saying something that's not really your thought? Plagiarizing Torah thoughts. That also, right, being Be'itztala She'ena Shalcha, quoting something from someone, that's the idea of Homer Tavar B'Shem Amro, right? That's the importance of that, right? We know that the Klal Yisrael was saved because of that, right? Like the Mishnah says at the end of Perkei Avos, right? The source of that is that Mordechai, Esther told Achashverosh the name of Mordechai, right, about that he's the two people that wanted to assassinate him and that ended up helping out Klal Yisrael in the future. Again, wearing the Itzla Sheina Shalcha, you know, quoting something that is not, the source of that is not yours. We've quoted the Chassam Sofer before. Chassam Sofer told his Talmidim, you could quote me, you could quote my thoughts in your name, but don't quote your thoughts in my name. Right, okay, you wanna, he was mochel on his covenant, and you could quote my Torah thoughts. But just don't quote your own Torahs and put my name to it. Chassam Sofer says that I'm not ready to be mochel. But again, the importance of Omer Debab Shem Amra. Just because it came up, just remember Matsio Solomon has a beautiful piece in his volume on Moadim relating to Omer Debab Shem Amra. Why is it so unbelievable? He says it's a deeper idea of Omer Debab Shem Amro. And that is the idea of recognizing that I am not the source of the geula. What does it mean, maybe geula la'olam? What does that mean, maybe geula? So he says, if I realize I'm not the source of everything going on, you know, that someone else is the source, so then maybe geula. And he quotes a medrash, which is against the medrash that we're familiar with. Right? There's a medrash that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu says in Midian, Ish Mitzri Tzilanu Miyad Aroim, an Egyptian man, the daughters of Yisro say, Ish Mitzri, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't argue. So they say, oh, because he didn't argue, he wasn't zochah to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. While Yosef HaTzadik was called Ivri, that's why he was zochah. So there's a different medrash. There's another medrash that says, no, he didn't do anything wrong here. Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu, Moshe Rabbeinu told him the story, the Egyptian person who ran him out of Mitzrayim and Hitzilanu Miyad, I'm sorry, Hitzilanu Miyad Aroim, the Ish Mitzri that I ultimately killed, and the whole story led, one thing led to another. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Yad Hashem, and that's Hitzilanu Miyad Aroim. And he quotes the Medrash quotes the, in the Tanchuma, quotes the Mashal. Mashal Echad Shenashku Ha'arod by a Rotz Litein Ragla B'mayim. Somebody was bitten by a poisonous animal, and he goes to wash his foot in the water, and when he goes to wash his foot in the water, he sees there's a baby drowning there, and he's able to save the baby. And the baby says, wow, thank you, without you I would have died. He says, no, don't thank me, thank the snake that bit me. What do you say, thank the snake that bit me? Because he realizes that everything is part of the larger plan. Amar lahem Moshe, oso Mitzri shaharagti hu hitzil eschem. Because I killed the Mitzri, and therefore I was run out of Egypt, and I'm here, so that's why, you know, I chased away the shepherds today. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who was an Omer Dover B'Shem Amro. He recognized that it wasn't him. Esther Amalka was an Omer Dover B'Shem Amro. She realized that it wasn't her, and that's maybe Geula La'olam. If somebody doesn't take the credit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use you to bring the Geula. Maybe Geula La'olam. That's his idea, and he quotes other examples as well. Moshe Rabbeinu and all of those like him, they recognize that they are just a tool in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Yeshayahu HaNavi talks a number of times in his Sefer about the other nations of the world who are fulfilling prophecies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Asher is going to defeat the 10 tribes and Nebuchadnezzar is going to destroy the base of Megiddo. Yes, so maybe they all know about these prophecies, but they didn't act as a pawn. They thought that they themselves were the greatest. They thought that, and therefore they were punished for their actions. Right? They can't have a claim that, oh, I'm just fulfilling God's prophecy. No, no, no. Right? You're not doing it for that reasons. The Ramban also discusses this in Brachos. Right? You don't think you're a pawn. You think you are the end all and the be all, and that's why it's a problem. Okay, we continue back to wine. First wide line. Amarava, Haiman de Zavin Le Chavita de Chamra Lechanua Adaita Lisvuye. So what's the case here? Machlokas, Rashbam, and Tosfos. Let's go with the Rashbam's shot first. A man gives his friend barrels of wine to sell in a store. Adaita Lisvuye. What does that mean? The Rashbam says, explains the case, as we know, the person who gets the wine, the storekeeper, does not have to pay anything until he sells all the wine, makes a profit, then he'll give back the certain amount to the supplier, and he'll keep some of the money, that's the profit. In this case, says the Rashbam, really, the wine is still owned by the supplier. The chenvani is just a shaliach. It's just acting on his behalf, because all the wine still belongs. He doesn't have to pay him until later. So he's just a shaliach. That's the language of the Rashbam here. Ve'na chenvani el shaliach ba'alma litol schar tircho. And he didn't do anything wrong in this case. The case is there was no pshia on behalf of the chenvani. So what's the halacha here? V'takif apalga o atilta, and the wine went bad. The wine went bad in the process of selling it. Dinahu de makabel lemina. The supplier has to accept all responsibility for the wine going bad. He has to accept it back. the storekeeper didn't do anything wrong because he is just a shliach and it's still owned by the original person. So that's it. He has to accept responsibility. Tosfos assumes that it's not a case of a shliach. Tosfos assumes that it was sold to the chenvani, but it was sold al das that he would be able to sell it at a certain time. And if it goes bad before that certain time, so then it's going to go back and the supplier still also has to accept responsibility. Either way, says the Gemara below Amron, Elo Deloshani Bebarza, and when do we say that the Lokech didn't do anything wrong, and the chenvani didn't do anything wrong, and the supplier has to bear all of the loss. That's only if the chenvani didn't change any of the faucets, the way that the wine comes out of the barrel. Aval shani b'barzalo. But if he changed something, then that could have caused the problem. That could have caused the wine to go bad sooner, and therefore the chenvani also has to bear responsibility. V'lo amrin al delo mati yom d'shuka. And also, it's only if the market day hasn't come yet. Aval yom mati yom d'shuka lo. But if the market day came, you should have sold all the wine on the market day. You still have wine left? That's your problem. You aren't zaris enough. You didn't get up early enough. And therefore, in that case also, the chenvani would have to share responsibility. Period. V'yama rava haiman dekabo chamra adaita demamtile leparvasa deval shafat. A person accepts wine, takes wine from somebody, and on condition that he's going to bring it to the port of Al Shafat. He's going to take it the whole way there. And the Rashbam explains this is based on relationships and the constructs. That's the word I was looking for. The constructs that Chazal already created. What was called, if you remember, Chatzi Milva Chatzi Bikadon. The Iska cases that didn't have the ribbis problems. We had it once in earlier, and then we had it a lot in, if you remember, in Bar Mitzvah, where half of it is going to have to be paid back to you, and the other half is going to be, I'm going to be able to get the profit, right, how it got out of the ribbis issues, and how they both would be happy about it. That's what the Rashbam says is the type of case here. But either way, so he takes the wine, and the deal is that I'm going to sell it in the port, and the problem is, before I get there, or by the time I get there, I see the wine has gone bad. V'ademati hasam zo, I see the price, or the prices go down. So, dina hu demakabele, so the supplier has to bear the responsibility, because I took it to sell in that place, and before I got to that place, something happened, that's not my responsibility, I didn't do anything wrong, and therefore, it is not my problem. The Rashbam notes that this is only referring to a problem that is not the responsibility of the one who is being toreach. And that is, let's say, price goes up or down. Price goes down, so that's what he's not going to be responsible for. But let's say it was stolen or lost, then he would be responsible. He's at least a shomer sachar here, says the Rashbam. And therefore, he has to share that responsibility. Or maybe if the wine went sour, he might have to. If we could say it's partly to blame because he's knocking it around and taking it, only if the price goes down, that's nothing to do with him. And therefore, it's all on the balabais. Ibailahu, havichalamai, or as we just said, I'm sorry, we just... Sid, that's the question. The Rashbam already alluded to that, but that's the worst question now. What if it turned to vinegar by the time he got there? So Amalei, 2 days. Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Ki Avinam, Be'Rav Kahana, Amar Lan. First Rav Kahana said to us, Chalalo. No, he cannot just give it back to the Balabayas in the case of turning to vinegar, meaning the worker also has to bear some of the responsibility. Udelok Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. Not like Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. Remember, Rav Yossi Rav Chanina was the one that said that if it's in the kalim of the seller, then the mocher is going to be chayef, right? No, here it could be, even though it's in the kelim of the mocher, it doesn't have to be the mocher, maybe the worker is also going to be partly responsible. That's one time, that's one version. And others say, no, afilu chalanami makabel. Even if it turned to vinegar, the balabais is the one that's totally responsible, keman krebis rechanina, like krebis rechanina said, that if it's still in the mocher's kelim, then the mocher is going to be responsible. Like the Mishnah, which gave the patur, that was the first line of the Gemara today, the Mishnah that gave the patur is only if it's in kankanim dilokeach. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Yashon Mishelish Takin. The Mishnah said that if the deal was to sell old wine, it has to be last year's wine. The Yushan has to be more than that. So Yashon Mishelish Takin, Tana Umi Yashin, where he says, right, Umi Yashin Vaholech Arachag. What does that mean? Rashbam on top, Hecha Da Omerle Mi Yushan, Tzorach Shehe Shel Gimel Shanim Shlemos, Vishay Yiskayim Vishayashin. ad gemar shana shlisha zu. If he says miyushin, it's got to be at the end of the third year, which is until Sukkot, because that's when the harvest season is done, and that's what miyushin is. Has to last that long. If it doesn't last until Sukkot, so then the mocher is still going to be responsible. Okay, next Mishnah, as we continue here, so next couple of blot that we have here in Hamocher Peros, going from Tzadi Beis to Kuf Beis, this 10-blot parak, all about also transaction issues. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher Mokom L'Chaveiro, somebody gives a place for their friend to build the following, as we'll see. V'chein Mekava Mokom L'Chaveiro, or I accept to a place from my friend, La Soslo, Beis Chasnos, Lebno, Beis Amunos, Lebito. To make a Beis Chasnos, a place where my son is going to live after the marriage, Beis Chasnos, Lebno, or Beis Amunos, Lebito, or a place, Rachman al-Islan, after a woman becomes an Amana, she's going to go back to her father's house, and she's going to live in an extension. So based amonis labito, so if somebody accepts to build an extension to their house, and that's what the Rashbam explains here, that the derech of people were then to build an extension to their own house for their child. See the Rashbam's second skinny line. The derech ha'av la'asos labino yatziya katan samuch labeso. To make a little house next to their house. Shein derech achasan laduri tzalchamav, because, as we'll see that in the Gemara, Bezrem soon, where they lived, that the chasan doesn't go live with the in-laws, the chasan lives where he lives. Right? They live with his father. So the father built an extension, an apartment for his son, but Rahman al-Islan, if a husband dies, then the girl would go back to her father's house, and the father would then build an extension. So if this is accepted, what are the dimensions for an extension that is understood, if it's not specified? Bona arba amos al sheish div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says 4x6. 4x6 amos. Rabbi Shmuel omer refes bakarizu. That's a cattle stable. Right, 4x6? Next line. The Gemara wonders who says this line. Harozal asos refes bakar bona dal ramos al sheish. Exact measurements. Bayis katan. If the deal is to build a bayis katan, sheish al ches. Gadol. If that's the deal, ches al eser. Troklin, a nice palace, yud al yud. Rumo kechatzi erko kechatzi rachbo. And in all these cases, the height has to be half. If you add up the length and the width, it's half of that number. Right? Where do we get that from? We remember way back 97 days ago from the beginning of the Masechta. Raya Dover, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kibinyan HaHechel. Discussed back in the first parak, the dimensions of the Hechel, the dimensions of the Hechel also. The height of the Hechel was half the number of putting together the width and length of the Hechel. Right? Rashbam reminds us of that, of those dimensions. Right? The Hechel was, the length was 40, the width was 20, so that's 60, and the height was 30. Right? That's how you remember the dimensions. The Rishonim here ask, the smallest, apartment here is 4x6. Right? Doesn't the Gemara in Sukkah discuss this? If you remember, Dalet al Dalet. Remember the beginning of the Gemara Sukkah about what's needed for a mezuzah and for makeh? We discussed that beginning of Maseches Sukkah. So asks the Tosfos Rid, Makshim Mishem Rabbeinu Moshe Kohen Tzedek, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, Maishna Hachad Abrinan Destam Bais, Lo Havi L'Chol Apachos, El Adalad Al Vav. Here, the smallest is 4x6, and we learned in Maseches Sukkah that Dalad Al Dalad is Chai B'Mezuzah, Amad Dechashav Ki Agavna Bais, Ava Bishu Pachos B'Dalad Al Vav. So here does it say 4x6, and then Gemara in Sukkah says Dalad al Dalad. So various answers given. Says the Tosfos Rid, V'nira li l'tareis, d'le inyin mezuzah, b'vadei b'dalad al Dalad b'chud mechayev. Mezuzah 4x4 is enough. Mishum d'chazi l'migna b'lemecha bei. It's tiny, and you could sit in there and sleep in there. V'zui d'iraso shal adam shetachol sham mitaso v'sholchano. Amo miyu l'ochazi l'hashto sham klei tashmisho. To bring in all of your stuff? Okay, for a little room to be chayvim mezuzah, that's a very minimal that you need. Could you eat and sleep there? But to have you all of your other accessories that you're going to live there, like for the son and the daughter, it's not big enough. Avostamanos in bias livnos rosa shiachlisham gam kleta shmisho. Right, if you accept to build a house, an apartment even, an extension, you assume it's not going to be the minimal, just having a chair and a table in there. You're going to need more in there. That's why it has to be more. It has to be four by six. The Ritva says maybe there's a difference between a new house. A new apartment has to be bigger. If it's an extension, over there maybe we're talking about a little bit adding on to a house that's already there. I mentioned extension, but it's a new apartment that's an extension here. So therefore maybe that's the difference between a new and an additional. That's the Ritva's answer to this question. Let me just find the Lashon. He says, "Vanachon dehefresh yesh bein mocher bayishu banui kfar lo mocher makom lasos bayis lechatchila. Then adam torech lechatchila lasos. You can have a small place, but if you're going to build something, you're not going to build it so small, right? What's already there and building something new." Weiter says the Gemara, "Lam leila misna bayis chasos lebino ubayis almanus lebito. Listi bayis chasos lebino bito ubayis almanus lebino bito." Why does the Mishnah specifically say a wedding house for the son and a widow house for the daughter? Why does this pick that? So Gemara says, the Mishnah is just telling me something. Derech Agav, dilo darcha la techasna lemeder bechamua. It's not so common or the derech for the son-in-law to move in next to the mother-in-law, right? The son moves next to the father, and then the daughter comes back if Rachmanel Islan she becomes a widow. Kidachsev b'sefer ben Sira, like it says in Ben Sira. But here is quoted in a number of places in Shas. The Gemara and Chelek in Sanhedrin discusses this also, whether one is Ben Sira was left out, is one of the apocryphal books, was left out of the Tanakh. Was left out of the, once they decided what was going to be in it, so it was left out, but it's like a Mishlei type of Sefer, Lahavdil, but like a Mishlei type of Sefer, which various thoughts of wisdom, the Gemara quoted in a few places, the Rishonim discussed it, the Ritva here, and other Rishonim there, quote, that you can learn it, it just shouldn't be looked at as a Sefer in Tanakh. V'yavabi shekaruhu b'sanhedrin svarim chitzonim, even though it's called an external Sefer, shamina mehacha, what do you learn from our Gemara? Shloasu shamel alasos mimenu keva, avo ro'i lahagos bo b'itos lomo mimenu chachma umusur, mashe'en kein b'sifri minim mamish. If there is a heretical book that has apikarsus, so you say that you can never open up. Unless it's Damash Atashiv in that context. But the Ritva says, by other Sfarim that has wisdom, so it's fine. It's fine to learn wisdom. It shouldn't be the Kviyas. Obviously, it shouldn't be Torah, but Chachma Bagoyim Tamin, as we know, Chazal tell us as well. And there's a big discussion relating to non-specifically Torah content, you know, various views in the Mefarshim, in the Rishonim, the Achronim, in the Poskim, about various types of educational systems and how they are looked at in terms of halacha. But again, this is Ben Sira. Because the concept is, what does Ben Sira say? Hakol shakalti bekap mazayim. I weighed all different items on my scale of values. V'lo matzasi kal misubin. There was nothing more inferior than coarse bran. The kal misubin, chasen hadar b'beis chamav. A son-in-law who lives with a mother-in-law in proximity, no good. We'll get to why soon. The kal mechasan, worse than that, is oreach machas oreach. If you're a guest and you bring in another guest without asking, you know, who says the other person was? You're going to eat him out of house and home, right? Just ask. The kal meoreach, meshiv davar b'teram yishma. And worse than that is even somebody who tries to answer something before he even hears what the question is. Just wait to listen to the question. Shene amar, meshiv davar b'teram yishma, ivelis hilo klima. It's foolish and an embarrassment, right? Similar to what we know from Pirkei Avos, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us seven midos of a chacham and the opposite of a golem. What's one of the midos of a chacham? You wait till it's your turn. You don't interrupt people. That's the eno nichnas the divrei. We'll talk divrei chaveiro. Right? That's the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos. Shiva dvarim begolem, shiva bechacham. Chacham, one of them. Eno nichnas to talk divrei chaveiro. Ve'eno nivhal lohashiv. Goes through all of them in Mishnah Zion. So that's here. You have to wait till it is one's turn. So what's the issue about a son-in-law and a mother-in-law? So that's the Gemara Rashbam here and Rashi there in Kiddushin Yud Beis, which is the main sugya. Rashbam here is because of Chshad. Because of Chshad, so the son-in-law and mother-in-law don't have any Yetzahara and closeness for a relationship, and therefore it's a problem. The Rambam's Lashon is Azus Panim. It's a brazen. But Tosfos there already quotes. Tosfos in Kedushin already notes that the Minhag Olam in many contexts is to be makel in certain situations. So for example, if there's a separate apartment, not living in the same apartment, the same room, Tosfos says, V'yalzeh somchin achasane bizman hazeh, shetarim bebeis chamosam. Right, they live there. Why? Bishvil, two reasons, Tosfos says. Number one, they're living there not because of any, they're living there because they're saving rent, right? They're saving. He says, "Hayna b'shal tovas hanasha darim below shichrus schiris bebayis the ishal chachash in darim b'shal chamosam el b'shal shar tovos osulam." They're living there because it's a good deal. People get married. They're usually often not self-supportive yet, so they live with the in-laws, and that could save money. That's Tosfos Latovas Hana. The Ravid says if they have a separate bias, right? It's also mutter. Separate bias, separate apartment is also mutter, right? The Meiri writes there in Kedushin today were the context there were geduros in this regard, and therefore many different heterim. And again, the basic heter is that nobody lives in the same. The same room. It's a separate apartment, and therefore, if it's a separate apartment, it is okay. They say Shlomo Zalman lived for decades with his in-laws in the same apartment, right? And they had no money, right? In Shari Chesed, period. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rav Zbakar Izu, Harot Lasos V'chulu. So what happened here? The first opinion, Rabbi Akiva gave Rabbi Akiva was very poor at the beginnings, right? Remember the stories, he was living in the barn because his father-in-law was Mudur Hana from any money. So maybe he says he can live in a small place. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a Refes Bakar. So he asked the Gemara, Refes Bakar Manktanila, who said the next line of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel says, no way, and then the Mishnah gives a shear of if somebody wants to build that. So two days. Some say Rabbi, it's going back on Rabbi Akiva. Vachi kamar. Rabbi Akiva is answering. You're right. That's the shear for a refes bakar. But sometimes people make a small apartment the size of a refes bakar. And some say no. Rabbi Shmuel is continuing saying it. Vachi kamar. She harotz alasas refes bakar osar ba amos al sheish. Rabbi Akiva, no, that's not the dimensions. Those are the dimensions of a refes bakar. Period. Troklin, yudal yud, my troklin, if somebody accepts the troklin, it's 10 by 10. What is a troklin? Kufsa bevardi, some type of nice open pavilion. Tani, the kantir, somebody accepts to build a kantir, shtemesre al shtemesre. Good. My kantir, tarbitz apadni. Right, we had that back in the first parak on Davav. A tarbitz apani, some type of large yard where the sarim go and they spray water so there's no dust there. Some type of fancy area in the backyard. Romo kachati arko chazi rachba rilo davar b'shugam liyalo markamina hechal rilo davar manktani la. Who said the rilo davar? The Gemara is bothered that the last line of the Mishnah is a little unusual because it says rilo davar b'shugam liyalo mer. Usually in Mishnayos you have the name first, not. You don't have a question asked and then a name quoted. So the Mishnah kind of should have said, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Rael Adavar dot dot dot. Why is the names in the middle? So Ika Da'amer Reb Shimon Gamliel Ktani La V'yachi Kamar. Some say this is how it should be understood. Rael Adavar Minayin in a Chinami. It's a question. The Mishnah is asking, what's the Raya? Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel Akol Kebinyan Ahechol. That's one understanding. V'ika Da'amri Tanakama Ktani La. Some say no. The Tanakama is continuing. Reb Shimon Gamliel Atzmiyei kamatame. He is wondering rhetorically. V'yachi kamar le latanakama. Rai minai mibinyan hechal. You're bringing the hechal as a raya. Atu kuli alma kibinyan hechal avdi. What, we have to build our houses like the base of Mikdash's dimensions? What does that do with me? Right. So that's 2 days in the Gemara. Whether that is a model, those dimensions are models for our houses. Period. Tanya, last line, Acherim Omrim, Rumo Kikorosav. Acherim saying a brisa, no, a different shear. The height should be like the length of the beams that are laid across the house, the width. Valema Rumo Karachbo. Why don't you just say the height should be like the width? Why do you have to say like the beams? So the Gemara says the beams aren't always the exact width. Ibayisema Besa Me'iloi Ravach. Maybe they have the second floor is wider. Ravi Ibayisema Mishum Deika Bekavi. Maybe they have ledges for the beams to go on. So the ledges stick out and the beams maybe are longer because they sit on top of the walls and they're longer than the width of the house. So that's why Dafka says what he says and doesn't say Dafka like the width of the house. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Bar Rabbi Chanina. Again, today's week's shir, our memory of Mira Bazukar, the mother of Mindy Orlinsky, sponsored by the Orlinsky family, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah.